أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين، واللعنة الدائمة الأبدية على أعدائهم أجمعين. ربي وفقني وسائر المشتغلين للعلم والعمل الصالح بحق محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. With Islamic laws. Islamic laws, we reached to issue 263, isn't it, Mr. Ali? Yes. So, with issue number 263, if witness disappears in the palm, what disappears in the palm? Okay, good. Clear, good, very good. Now, it cannot be made wet with the fresh water. So that means I cannot go and bring a new water, fresh water, from the pipe. So in that situation, if the water is what is dry, what shall I do? In that situation, the person performing wudu should obtain moisture from his beard. He should take water, the left water, in his beard. If he obtains moisture from any part other than the beard, it would be improper and is a matter of ishkal. So either you have the left water in your palm and you use it to wipe your head or your feet. If you don't have this water, you should bring water from your, exactly, from your beard. And if you go and bring a new water or from other parts, just like your eyebrows or something like that, that will be a matter of ishkal. It means that your wudu is invalid. Your wudu, which arms? The left arm? No, he said that the water is already dried. The water is already disappears. So, what shall I do? I bring another water from the arm? No, it is not allowed. Here, look, if obtains moisture from any part other than the beard, it would be improper. And it is what is a matter of ishkal. So, either to take water from your beard, yes, exactly, only, or to do a new ablution to make a new wudu. Yes, only from the beard, that's it. Okay, within issue number 264, if the wetness of palm is just enough for wiping the head, so how about the feet? Then, as an obligatory precaution, what should wipe the head first? And for the wiping of feet, the wetness should be obtained from the beard. Yes. So, if I don't have enough wetness, exactly. If I have the wetness in my palm, it's enough only to wipe what? To wipe the head. So what shall I do here? Wipe your head and to bring wetness or other water from your beard and wipe your feet. It is already will be there. You are not going to leave. It is already there, Mr. Ali. Because when you wash your face, your beard will be what? Your beard will be wet. Definitely. Okay? Yes. Alright. So, So issue number 265, wiping performed on socks. You see, some Sunni people, they wipe on the socks or shoes. This is void. This is not allowed. This is not allowed. But if one is unable to remove his socks or shoes because of severe cold, but look for the system. But if one is unable to remove his socks or shoes because of severe cold, you see, severe cold, okay, or fear of life, or a robber, okay, the obligatory precaution is that he will wipe on the socks or shoes and then perform tayammum also. Okay, and if a person is under taqiyya, it means hiding one's face, okay, he can perform wiping on his socks and shoes. So there are only two cases that Sayyid al-Sistani allowed a follower, a mukallaf, to wipe on the socks or on the shoes. It is in case of severe cold or fear of life or a robber. So here the obligatory precaution is what? To wipe on the socks or shoes. And after that, to do what? To do tayammum with it. To do tayammum with it. But if there is a situation of what? Of taqiyya. What is taqiyya? Taqiyya means hiding one's face. It means I am living with the people. If they know that I am Shi'i Ibn Ashari Imami, they will kill me. So in this case, Sayyid Sistani said, he can perform wiping on his socks and shoes. Yes, but they do that all the time, even if it was not. Ah, that's wrong. According to their branches, Islamic branches, it is up to them. But according to our mujtahid, to our jurist, it doesn't allow, it doesn't permissible. Okay, so within issue 266, if the even there is a hadith for one of the imams, he said they will know at the doomsday on what thing they were wiping. سوف يأتون يوم القيامة ويعلمون على ماذا كانوا يمسحون. على ماذا كانوا يمسحون. يجب حديث به الإمام. Yes. Issue number 266. If the upper part of his feet, the upper part of his feet is najis, is what is najis, and it cannot also be washed, cannot also be washed for wiping, one should perform tayammum. Yes, sir. So it is not allowed by definitely it is not allowed. Yes, you should wipe on your what? On your foot directly without any proof in between them. Yes. Issue number 266. If the upper part of his feet is najis, the upper part of my feet, it means the place where I'm going to wipe, is najis, and it cannot also be washed for wiping. I cannot wash it for some reason, maybe blood, or it is najis with something, I cannot move it. So I cannot move it, or I cannot washed for wiping. One should perform tayammum. In this case, I should go to what to do tayammum and not to stay on what? Not to stay on? Yes, not to stay on ablution to make wudu because my organ right now, my case right now, it is to what to perform tayammum, not to perform ablution. Okay, now we came to a new topic, which is sometimes we are shoes made of leather. So what if your shoes is made of leather? So what's the problem? Definitely you are going to take off. That is not. No, absolutely. You are going to take off your shoes and wipe on your what? On your foot. Okay? So if the leather, yes, if the leather isn't halal, so you don't have to wear it while you are playing. This is the first. Okay, yes, you're right. And secondly, if you wear this shoe and this shoe wasn't from halal leather, so if there is a sweat or moisture or water, so your feet is what is najis. Your feet is najis. It is the same, just like the same case for the belts, the same case for the jacket. It is najis. Okay. Now, wudu, irtimasi, ablution by immersion. Yes. You know, Sayyidina, if you take this leather from what? From an animal which wasn't slaughtered according to the prescribed, according to what Sharia prescribed or how Sharia prescribed to slaughter this animal. So this animal is what? Is meat. And it is haram. All its meat, all its leather, all everything, it is najis. So I cannot what use it. Yes, definitely on your feet, absolutely, not all of your body. But what I'm saying, when you come to do your prayers, you cannot do your prayers while your feet is najis. You have to wash it. You have to wash it before what? Before performing wudu. Okay? That's it, because I need you when you wipe on your feet. First of all, your feet is pure, tahir, and it is what? It is not wet. It is not wet. Okay. If your feet is najis with something that you cannot move it while you want to wipe your feet, and your feet is what? Is najis, and you cannot what? You cannot move the najas. In this case, you go to tayammum. Now, if you can move the najas, you have to move the najas. You have to move the najas and perform wudu. We said in case that you cannot move najas from your feet and you want to wipe it, so go and do tayammum. Go and do tayammum. Good, that's great. Issue 276. Wudu by immersion means that one should dip one's face and hands into water. It means this is wudu irtimasi. Wudu irtimasi. You dip your face and your hands into water with the intention of performing wudu with niyyah. And there can be no problem in performing wiping with the moisture thus acquired, though it is against precaution. Here, what Sistani said, while you do what? While you do wudu, dip, it means put your face completely in water, or to put your hand completely in water. تغمسها, تغميس. Yes. Submerge? Yes, submerge. Exactly. Exactly. So, yes. Wudu by immersion means that one should dip one's face and hands into water with the intention of performing wudu. And there can be no problem in performing what? Wiping with the moisture. So, Sistani said, there can be no problem in performing wiping with the moisture thus acquired, though it is against precaution. Even it is what? It is against precaution, but he accepts that. He accepts that kind of ablution. It is just like what we call wudu irtimasi, by immersion. It doesn't matter. So, how we can wipe our head and our feet? He said from the moisture that you get from that wudu. It doesn't matter. Even it is against precaution, but he accepted. Okay. Issue number 268. Even while performing wudu by immersion, irtimasi, one should wash one's face and hand downwards from above. The same just like the normal wudu. Okay? Hence, when a person dips his face and hands in water with the intention of wudu, he should dip his face in water from the forehead, you see, from the forehead, and his hands from the elbows. It is exactly just like the normal wudu, when we throw water from the forehead till this water comes down to the chin, and to our hands from the elbow to the tip of the finger. Okay, so this is what we call it from the good, that's great. You get the idea, that's great. Okay, now within issue number 269, there is no harm in performing wudu of some parts by immersion and of others in the usual way. So, according to Sistani, if you now you dip your face from forehead and then yes, then you use wudu for the right hand and the left hand as normal way to take water and throw it from the elbow to the tip of the finger. So it's okay. But say Sistani, it is acceptable. It is acceptable. Yes. Now we came to recommended supplications. What are some supplications that we say while we do wudu? Definitely, this is recommended. It is not obligatory. Okay? But it is better if we say it, if we say these sentences. Okay? But the most important is the way of making wudu, which is obligatory. It is the way of making wudu. Now, let's see what is the recommended supplication. Within issue 270, it has been recommended that a person performing wudu should recite the following supplications, or the supplication when his eyes fall on water, when he comes and he look at the water, it is recommended to say what? To say Bismillah wa billah. Walhamdulillah alladhi ja'ala al-ma'a tahuran wa lam yaj'alhu najas. This is one. So the interpretation for this sentence, I begin my ablution in the name of Allah. All praise is due to Allah, who made water purifying and not najas. This is one thing. So, while washing the hands, it is, don't need to explanation, it's just sentences we say them. So if you need to explain anything, you ask me. I'm just reading these sentences. While washing the hands before performing wudu, one should say, Allahumma ij'alni min at-tawwabin waj'alni min al-mutatahhirin. O Lord, make me of those who repent and purify themselves. Exactly. You can, if you download Rasail al-Maraji' from Suq al-Play, Rasail al-Maraji', راح تنزل لك كتب السيدس الثاني، ممكن تلقاه في كتاب تعليق العروة الوثقى. العروة الوثقى. Yes. And you can find المفاتيح الجنان also. مفاتيح الجنان في النهاية موجود تعقيبات هذه. Exactly. Okay. Now, while rinsing the mouth, one should say, اللهم لقني حجتي يوم اللهم لقني حجتي يوم ألقاك وأطلق لساني بذكراك. O Lord, dictate to me the principles of faith on the day I meet you, and make my tongue fluent with your remembrance. Okay. While washing the nose, one should say, اللهم لا تحرم علي ريح الجنة واجعلني ممن يشم ريحها وروحها وطيبها. Okay. O Lord, do not deprive me of the fragrance of paradise, and make me of those who smell its fragrance and perfume. While washing the face, one should say, اللهم بيض وجهي يوم تسود فيه الوجوه ولا تسود وجهي يوم تبيض الوجوه. O Lord, make my face bright on the day when the faces will turn dark. Do not darken my face on the day when the faces are. While pouring water over the right elbow, one should say, Allahumma a'tini kitabi bi yamini wal khulda fi al-jinan bi yasari wa hasibni hisaban yaseera. O Lord, give my book of deeds in my right hand and a permanent stay in paradise on my left, and make me the cunning an easy one. Okay. While pouring water over the left elbow, one should say, اللهم لا تعطني كتابي بشمالي ولا من و... Okay. رسائل المراجع. رسائل المراجع من سوق بلاي. تبحث طلع السيد السيستاني كتب السيد السيستاني العروة الوثقى في باب مستحبات الصلاة في باب مستحبات الوضوء أفضل مستحبات الوضوء. So while pouring water over the left elbow, one should say, اللهم لا تعطني كتابي بشمالي ولا من وراء ظهري ولا تجعلها مغلولة إلى عنقي وأعوذ بك من مقطعات النيران. Good. Oh Lord, do not give my book of deeds in my left hand, nor from behind my back, nor chain it to my neck. I seek refuge in you from the hell fire. It's up to you. But it is already written in our book. If you like to make it hard words, okay. So, while performing the wiping of the dead, yes, you have done well, because everybody need to memorize these supplications. Exactly. We did that before until we memorized them. You are a clever man, Sayyid Ali. You are a smart one. Okay. While performing the wiping of the head, one should say, Allahumma ghashini rahmatak wa barakatak wa afwak. O Lord, cover me with your mercy, blessings, and forgiveness. While performing the wiping of the feet, one should say, Allahumma thabbitni ala sirata yawma tazillu fihi al-aqdam. واجعل سعي فيما يرضيك عني يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. O Lord, keep me firm on the bridge on the day when the feet will slip, and help me in my efforts to do things which will please you, O glory, O glorious and mighty. So in this situation here, we have to say these commended supplications, and absolutely these recommended supplications has benefit for people when they get used or make their tongues saying such supplications will get benefit to them, because in each part of wudu they are talking to Allah, they are asking Allah for something which is important for a person. We reach to conditions for the validity of ablution. That's for tomorrow, inshallah. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi al-tayyibin al-tahirin.